WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX is go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane weakening to a tropical storm, but bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and home buyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers and the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Additional security precautions were taken at schools in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sheboygan Wednesday following a vague school threat posted on Snapchat. Appleton police say they were made aware of the threat Tuesday evening against North High School, but it didn't specify in which city. Appleton and Oshkosh upped their police presence at the schools, and Sheboygan went into a soft lockdown. Police determined the threat was so vague it wasn't credible, but provided extra protection out of a, quote, abundance of caution. The Green Bay Area School District Board of Education is writing a new job description for the superintendent to match new state standards and new or revised needs for the district. The board will discuss the job description during its September 23rd meeting. Vicki Bayer has been the interim superintendent for the school district since the February resignation of Claude Tiller. This is the third search for a superintendent for the school district in 5 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go, and that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high of 87 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, the Mino and the Mayor NFL Draft Update, brought to you by The Simple Life Hospitality. Welcome to the start of your unforgettable journey with The Simple Life Hospitality. Log on SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday. Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality joining us. Michael, I'm sure you heard a friend of mine yesterday that we had on who had an absolute nightmare experience renting out an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear it. And yeah. First of all, it's great to be back and see you guys
again. Great to have you.
And yeah, I mean, you know, as we were talking earlier, I wish there was a way, because we'd be bazillionaires, if we could figure out a way to protect against, you know, damage and ensure that it will never happen.
But there just isn't.
And I think the one thing, you know, as we've talked about before on the show, I think the one thing that if you are going to be doing this for the draft or even just in general for vacation rentals, you really need to make sure that that guest is vetted. And I think the one step that we're going to be taking and are taking for our guests that are going to be staying in homes that are here in Green Bay and in the surrounding area is that, you know, beyond just the traditional vetting process of getting their information, it's, you know, a copy. So if, John, you're going to rent a house from us, you're going to also provide us a copy of your driver's license so we can match your ID with, you know, the information you provided us, which is your home address, an email, a phone number, and your date of birth. And the bottom line with that is what we can do, the service we use actually can run and see that if, did you just set that email up? When, how long you've had that email?
Oh, wow.
Is that a phone number that you just set up as a burner phone? And, you know, are you just trying to do a party? So those are the kind of things that we're taking those extra steps in to make sure that no one's just going to, you know, you're going to get 50 people in Jim's house and, you know, trash it. And we just don't want that to happen.
See, they would catch you, John. That's awesome. You have all that. And
are you disappointed that they provide the linens? Did you want to show off your collection a little bit?
I got to talk to Michael off air. Because when he said that this morning, he's like, wait, what?
Todd?
Yeah. He said I could leave the china out. No, I talked to him about the china. He goes, look, you can leave it out if you want. So, well, yeah, I think if they, what?
No, I was just going to say, at the end of the draft, we'll have a little special gift for you. Because I tested out some linen myself the other day at home, and it's pretty swank. It's nice.
Pretty swank. Wow. I haven't heard the word in a while. Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things though too is like, you know, you can you're thinking and judge a person, and my buddy Izzy, they were talking, you know, they're two big financial investors from Chicago, plenty of money, upper class, everything, and he's got them on film where they're just hammered, drunk, and doing stupid things. And
it happens, you know. I mean, listen, there's this the malicious intent, and then there's the accidental and incidental, right. And those things do happen. You know, the wine glass gets spilled, this lamp gets broken, and so we know that those things are going to happen. But we obviously are going to do the best job we can. And again, I wish there was a way to for sure protect the home and the homeowner, but there's no 100% way. But the systems that we have in place, we feel as a professional management company, are really the best and will allow us to make sure that those guests are who they say they are. And then should anything happen, we're there to take care of it.
And that is so worth something. You know,
peace of mind.
Right. Well, I think people's homes are probably the biggest asset they own. Most people,
they
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're turning that over to someone, but I take some comfort in turning it over to you. I mean, I like your company. I did my own research on it, but Simple Life, you do everything. And that's the other thing. I don't have time, nor not only do I not have the time, I don't know what to do, right?
Exactly. You know, and I think that's one thing that we've realized over the last month or two as we've gone to events here in the area. And I think one thing we are going to be doing, you know, just so you guys know, and the audience knows, is we're going to continue to do more educational events here in the area with the city of Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, where we can put on some additional educational events to really show people the A to Z of what needs to be done, whether you try it on your own, which is fine, or hire a professional company like ours. And I think at the end of the day, most people realize, you know, that it's not, again, I've said this before, it's not complicated. There's just lots of moving parts to the puzzle.
Well, and then you heard that if you don't do it right, the county might clip you for $2,500 a day.
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty price.
Yeah, I mean, that's not $200.
No, that's a ton of money, and right. It's a big fine.
Right.
Let me ask you this. If by chance, I mean, because it's happened, we had a snowstorm, who would be responsible for, like, cleaning gym sidewalks and the shoveling off the porch and things like that?
That would, I mean, if there's a late snowstorm in April, that would be the homeowner's responsibility still to, you know, to take care of that. Now, I will say, you know, we do contract with companies like that, you know, pest control and landscaping and, you know, lawn care and snow removal. So if we had to, we could bring those companies in to do it. But, you know, whether people do it on their own or however.
Okay.
And we're hoping that in April.
No,
that
I know, but I'm just the worst case scenario.
Snow.
You know?
Well, add that to my contract because I'm not going to be in town.
Give me a call. I'll be your guy.
Okay. I'll make sure the team answers.
I'll be the representative within 30 minutes or whatever.
The snowblower's in the garage.
Okay.
It's got, you know, it's you get a little bit older, you buy, you know, if this, honey, this could be our last snowblower. So it's got the heated hand warmers.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah,
you got
it does.
That?
Well,
there
wow.
Could, there
Those
could
are
be,
cool.
There could be a side business for John and if he wants to absolutely. Do snow removal for the draft.
And I'll do that.
And it's got super nice light so you can do it. Because you know,
wow.
Stuff,
wow, you're
so.
Big time.
His snowblower is better than my car.
Absolutely.
It was the last. Get this. I used to story of that. I bought it at the Green and Gold auction, Big Packer auction. Okay, that's this weekend, isn't it? First game?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fun
Absolutely,
event.
Absolutely, no
that
question.
That is a great event. The Packers are there. The coaches are there. They leave early, but
yeah.
That is a really fun event. And the community that goes to Family Services, which is just a great, great organization on so many levels. Well, anyway, and we went to that for years. You know, I donated one time.
What?
And when he was really high, an Aaron Rodgers street sign that he had signed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, but I don't. I kind of wish. I should probably get
Yeah, I've done that too.
You know,
I have.
Really,
I've
you give stuff away.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
I gave that
but
away.
I just, Michael, you got to hear this helmet. They'll auction off some Packers stuff, and most of it's autographed.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're right there. Well, anyway, there's this helmet that, this was a couple months earlier. I went to a small auction, a little school, and there was a helmet signed by Aaron Rodgers. Bart Starr and Brett Favre. No, that's cool to have.
That's
right?
Pretty cool, yeah.
So I bought it and it was like, I don't know, $900, $1,100. It wasn't, you know, it was a lot, but it didn't break me. And I went to that Green and Gold auction. I was telling Johnny the next year I went to the Green and Gold auction and it went for $9,000.
That's so unbelievable.
I almost went home and got mine and sold it to the second
What's that
guy.
Thing? You know, they do the, when you do auction off, we'll do two.
We'll
for
do
that
two,
price.
Right. Yeah. We'll do two. They do that a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But anyway,
yeah.
That's kind of stuff you hide in the basement.
And that's, I told Michael saw the helmet. He was at my house.
Yeah.
And I said, should I leave this out? He goes, I don't think I can.
Well, even I think you guys, you know, you were at True Late and you saw there were pictures of the ice bowl. And there are just certain things that, you know, we want to make sure that people are just protecting. And, you know, if you, like I said, I've always said, if you feel, you know, it gets broken or stolen or damaged, put it away.
I just want to ask we mentioned something right before you came in, Jim. Tell about the interest you got going on right now.
The interest is amazing. Good. I mean, yesterday our biz dev team was up here. They visited 5 homes just yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We're getting anywhere between 5 and 7 leads still per day. And I think that's, you know, to talk about that, I mean, that's great. We're really excited by it. And number one, not every home is going to qualify for the draft, and that's fine too. The other thing is, you know, we're looking at timelines where, you know, we need to make sure that probably by early February, mid-February, the latest, is when we'll stop taking new homes on, just because of the permitting process. We don't know how long it's going to take. Are they going to have an influx of, you know, 6,000 homes
in a backlog?
And we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best we can for our homeowners. So we're going to look at some deadlines and timelines by early to mid-February.
Now, you might even want to back, because if it doesn't pass the inspection, they're going to have to do something.
Correct.
If they still want to do it. The thing that people should be aware of and is the, not just the smoke detectors. I mean, everybody has that, but the carbon monoxide detectors. And so they have them in Green Bay and they're kind of expensive and some places don't even have them. You got to buy both of them. Well, I don't want two things on my wall, right? But Amazon has them. So I said to Don, should we buy a whole bunch of them? Because people are going to be needing these and then we could resell them. Like,
well, okay. But you need one of these on every floor, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think
it's always financial.
No, I think you can have one carbon monoxide detector for the home unless you have a monster home. But
we had to add another one.
I bet.
Yeah. But I would say, you know, obviously you're going to have to have those types of things. And, you know, the other things that are out there, I heard the gentleman yesterday speaking, you know, regarding his Airbnb and having just, you know, we, in most of our vacation rentals, we have a device that actually detects noise. So if it goes above a certain decibel, we actually get notified by text, one of our team members, and then it notifies us again and again. And so if the third time happens, we can actually reach out to the guest. It also detects cigarette and marijuana smoke as well, which is kind of a cool device. So, you know, it's something we put in our regular vacation rentals. We're still to be determined if we're going to do that for the draft.
So somebody's partying at Jim's house. You'd be notified or you'd be notified?
I'd be notified to go and pick up the weed and then just, you know,
I was going to say, knowing Jim and how much he talks about weed, it's probably going to be going off all the time.
No, I confiscate.
Do you have a gummy detector on there?
There's no gummy.
Take that out of the house.
No gummy detector, just smoke.
Something that is as great as your company is about watching everything, and I think even the permit says somebody's going to be within 20 minutes minutes of your home. And, you know, you're going to be here to do that. But, you know, I did talk to my neighbor too, and he's going to, you know, we kind of live next to, what was her name? Kravitz? Was that that?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Kravitz.
Mrs. Kravitz.
Yeah.
Who keeps an eye on everything.
Right. Looking out the window.
No, look at what's going on over there.
Abner. That's what it was, Abner. Yeah. Anyway, our neighbors are like, they know we're doing that. And they're like, that's awesome. But, and they would be doing it too, but they, have kids coming in for the draft. One's from the East Coast, one's from the West Coast, and they're like having kids come. So anyway, they're keeping an eye on our house too. But we're excited about it, and I think if people want to make a little money, and I think that's fine. You got another place to go? Why not?
I mean, I still think, you know, and I think it's really important that people, as we talk to more and more, and we're, you know, people have. Are hearing things and they're like, oh, I heard so and so down in this town is renting their bedroom out for $10,000 a night. Well, they might like to get $10,000 a night, but the reality
they might be asking $10,000,
and they might be asking that. But I think, you know, reality is you're going to be able to, you know, maybe get a nice premium on the home for the evening, for those nights that you're going to rent it out. But we also are going to be realistic about it, make sure that the home gets rented. That's the key.
The people who are coming aren't stupid. They're families. I mean, they're going to shop. They're going to shop, and they're going to get the best value. You deliver that, and I think that's what they're going to look for.
We are, and we do have a premium on any Bear fan rentals and Dallas Cowboy fan rentals.
By the way, we did our pick-up contest last week. How many passing yards for Jordan Love? It was 260. I would have won with 257. Kyle was next with 249. Kyle, you've got yourself
a fantastic
Packer NFL draft cap. Courtesy of Simple Life Hospitality. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is gorgeous.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's
all great. Right. Love having you on, man.
Thanks.
Thanks
it's
so
good
much.
Good to be here.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a great-looking Thursday morning. It is 55 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Highs going up to 87 degrees today.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. So once again, Kyle, if you're listening, you're the winner of our Jordan Love passing competition and a beautiful NFL draft and Packer colors cap coming your way. Kyle, congratulations.
All right.
Michael, awesome. Yes. Again, one more. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention. I know you heard. I heard you guys earlier saying it was Johnny Cash Day.
Yeah.
If you have been to Nashville and have not been to his museum,
I have.
It
not.
Is so killer. It is an amazing museum. Just the Johnny Cash, like museum. It's wow. Just about him, his life. Incredible museum.
That's
you have
cool.
To check
I'd love
it
to
out.
See it.
I go there a lot. I see.
It's relatively
a bunch of times.
Newer. Okay. It's newer over the last probably. 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Now.
You a Johnny Cash fan?
Oh, I love Johnny Cash. I love, never saw Cash, but I love Cash.
Do you awesome. Have property down in Nashville?
We don't. No, I
that's
wish we
big,
did. It's a good market.
That's a great
it's a
market.
Great, it's a great and vacation rental market.
And we have a daughter, we've got a granddaughter that live there, but now the house is getting a little bit smaller now. They got kids. So I do Airbnb and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a small house. All I need is a small house.
Nashville's a great town. You know, I think it's really popular for bachelors and bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah.
And so, no, it's a market we're not interested in at this moment. I mean, our focus is here in northeastern Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin. We're doing a great job in those markets.
Okay.
We're continuing to grow. We'll probably add this year close to 100 homes. In our leisure rental program throughout the different markets we're in.
You know, the gentleman we had on yesterday, Izzy, that runs his own Airbnb in Sheboygan Falls, he said they get a lot of people at Elkhart Lake, like race drivers want to get away from everything, away
absolutely.
From the track in a real quiet little place. So some of these small towns, people might not realize this is what they're looking for.
It's what they're looking for. I mean, we just have recently added some beautiful homes in northern Wisconsin, right at the Michigan border. And they're you know, in a town called Florence. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and there's not much up there
right?
except
no.
lake, beautiful sky,
absolutely.
Fish,
yeah.
and trees. And it is amazing. And so,
yeah.
you know, we know there are people who want those types of properties. It's great.
And even I think people need to, they'll call you, you know, and they can just go to the right? They just contact you at that. It's
SimpleLifeRentals.com.
But some people think, oh, I'm not close enough to the stadium. Well, that's not, it could be nice, but that's not critical.
It's not critical. No. I mean, obviously you're going to garner a premium as far as your nightly rental rate if you're close to the stadium, you know, within walking distance. And, you know, walking distance to me can still be a mile or even a mile and a half for some people. It's really not that far. But, you know, homes 2-3 hours away, it really depends on what the individual is looking for. And if they don't mind driving a little bit, you know, we know our homes in Door County are going to rent out for the draft. And so we're excited by that. And, you know, those are people who also are going to take advantage of, oh, hey, I've never been to Green Bay. I'm coming for the draft, but I've heard about this really cool place called Door County. Let's go up there for a few days right. after the draft.
And I think that people, the location of your house, I mean, you'll give them advice. Is this a good place or not? But I mean, they're leaning into this whole transit for that week. I mean, we have good transit for every game. I was just in the paper, I don't know if you're listening earlier, but you know, they do a good job with these quarterback route, this route, east side, west side, downtown, and different places you can park and rides. And there's yep. going to be a lot of that for the draft as well.
There has to be, yeah.
You know, park at UWGB and then, or at the VA clinic. I don't know. They both have huge parking lots, but, and then get transported down there. So, yeah, I just think people need to say, look, It doesn't cost anything to call you, does it?
It costs nothing to call us. And I think the biggest thing, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Jim, is, you know, one of the things that you are going to have to navigate are these permitting pieces. And so, you know, the inspections that you're going to have to go through, and they're not difficult. They can be a little logistically challenging if you don't know what you're doing. But the municipalities have their rules and regulations in place. Whether you agree with them or not, that it is what it is. And so it's, you have to follow that process. And that's something that, you know, we've been doing for years and years and years. So we're professionals at it. We know how to manage it. We know how to take care of it. And it's something we'll do for you.
Well, maybe you ought to run for office.
And with you.
Because I don't like it when, you know, there's 24 municipalities in the county and you got to get, they all the different rules. I don't know why, but they do. And I guess that's why they're their own municipality. But then the county has to inspect you as well. So
they
that's
do.
Kind of like double dipping, and I just wish it would come at one time. And why can't they trust your inspection? You guys came through with a fine-tooth comb. Now we got to talk.
Good. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we're not that professional organization. And I think, as you know, you've been in government. I haven't. And by the way, I couldn't run for office. I've got way too many skeletons back in the mid-'80s and when I went to Madison. So I'll leave it. Yeah, I know. But, well, I'll leave it at that for me. But anyhow, but yeah, I think it's you know, these municipalities obviously want their homes secure, and
they
want people to be safe, and they want good things to happen. Yeah. And, you know, people are coming to Green Bay. They want them to have a great experience. So we're all for the regulations. I mean, this is something that, you know, we do work with smaller towns and communities on educating them and helping them understand the value of having a vacation rental home there. Obviously this is a one-off. And so we want to really make sure that these towns are understanding there's a big value to this.
Are there any municipalities that don't allow it?
It's here in the area?
Yeah.
Out of
the 24?
Not that they don't allow it. They might just have like 6 or 7 night restrictions.
Right, they have restrictions to it. Yeah. But okay, so everyone could give you a call and just check it out.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right. Anything else on your list? We get every one of them.
I think we got everyone.
But that education thing is important, and it costs nothing to give you a call.
To give us a call. Just go to simpleliferentals.com. We've got a little tab on the website there. You can fill in your information, and our biz dev team will reach out to you, and it's an easy, simple process.
Right.
You've done it.
I have.
Yeah, outstanding.
I have. Still working on it. There's a few things to do because I live in the city of Green Bay. Obviously, I have to. And I still have a couple things to do with the city, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to anymore. We'll give you an exemption. You can move out of the city.
Those days are over, Johnny.
Oh, okay. Micah Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Get a hold of him, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any thoughts of renting out your house and want a great experience coming out of it for the draft or for regular Packer, regular season games, whatever, anything going on in town. Thank you very much, Micah.
Good seeing you guys.
And thank you for that beautiful cap there.
Thanks. Yeah.
One of our people won.
Kyle.
All right, we got to start a great break. Back after this. Well, never mind.
It was a good song.
I was like, sorry, what's he doing?
Oh, I misread the thing. I'm sorry.
So we have a clock up here. And
I misread it.
The 7 looked like a 9.
Yeah. And I thought Todd had given us a 2 minute. And
I didn't give you anything
at all. Never mind. Sorry about this, Mike. Your mic on. It doesn't matter. Your mic's off. Todd's got to run back to turn that back on.
Besides calling Simple Life to get... Are there seminars that people can attend, or how do they get information on how to do this? Can you Google rentals?
You can do that, but I think the best way is just to come to simpleliferentals.com, and we'll take care of, you know, answering those questions for you, especially even if you want to try and do this on your own. We do have a draft package that will allow us to consult with you to do that. And then educational events are coming up to be determined when and time and where, but probably within the next 2 months, we'll do one here in Green Bay. We'll also do another one in Ashwaubenon. We do look forward to hopefully doing another remote with you guys, but this time up in Door County.
Wow,
to
educate, that'd be awesome.
Educate the Door County community.
Need to get there the night before, though, just so we're not late.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And stay after.
So we, you know,
to help clean.
Just in case.
We might need to do it on a Friday or something.
Yeah,
like
that'll be okay.
Love Door County. And it's great. And there's a lot of nice places in our county. I mean, this whole community.
It's a beautiful area.
It is. It really is. Yep. So, and you can make a little money, too. So
absolutely.
Let's do it.
That was financial. Michael. Now, thank you very much.
It's great. Great.
Take care, guys. Buddy.
Thanks.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's bow hunting season for deer starts Saturday. The season runs until January 5th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Arena is holding a job fair from 3 to 7 on September 24th. Officials say they'll interview and possibly hire candidates on the spot. They're seeking 5 full-time positions and several part-time positions to include security crowd services, operations crew, stagehands, and food and beverage workers. For more details, visit oshkosharena.com/employment opportunities. September is Food Safety Education Month. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
Haney also recommends using separate cutting boards for meat and vegetables to avoid cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high of 87 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. 3 levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you to Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality coming in. Cody Krepplein, Sloppy Hog Barbecue out at Howard Gardens tonight. Tom Murphy... What's Howard Gardens? Tom Murphy, Village of Bellevue, coming in to talk about the pedestrian and cyclist safety programs we're doing. And now another very talented person in our studio with us, Ben Erickson, a phenomenal artist. Got a big show coming up in Nina. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on here. Impressive work.
Can't see. Yeah, you do some great work.
Thank
and
you.
Your focus is portraits.
Yes.
Then how do you choose who you're going to paint next?
Yes.
Like, I know John's asked you, and how do you pass without hurting your feelings?
No, I don't want it, because no disrespect to Ben, but twice I've had caricatures done of me, and it didn't look like me. It was not a handsome man.
That's the problem. You think it doesn't look
I
like
know,
you.
I know, it's like, boy, that's you.
And it's a spitting image.
No, that guy, it's like, look away, I'm hideous.
Anyway, so you got 150 of these things, and you get them eventually autographed, huh?
Yes, and so to answer your question, how do I choose to do or what portrait to do is the main goal is to try to get the athlete, or now I'm kind of branching out into celebrities and comedians, is I want to get them signed. So it'd be easier if they're in the Wisconsin area, so I can, you know, get to be person to person and have the chance to get them signed. And so going for, I guess, athletes that either has played in the league for a long time or have a Hall of Fame caliber resume is kind of what I go for.
Do they, and then do you sell these, or do they ask for it, or
do
how
give
does
them
that
a copy?
You give them a copy, yeah.
Some it's kind of hard when they're on the road with all the travel and the bag or all like their luggage to ask for like a, because some of these paintings are like 24 inches by 30 inches, so quite big. So it's hard for them to kind of get that and then carry it to the next city. So, but I've had a couple that have asked, hey, could you send a print to the team and in that area.
Well, that's cool.
That's very cool.
And you have how do people see this?
So I have an Instagram and Facebook that whenever I get it signed, I try to post it as quickly as possible after I get it signed.
Has anybody been a jerk about it when you showed it to them and said, hey?
Some have been a little harder not have been the most receptive to signing. So the whole part of chasing them.
What a nice guy. Here I said that. We call them jerks, but you're like, well, he hasn't been as receptive.
Right.
Johnny, we've never used that word.
John went up to one of them. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but and said to him, could I interrupt you just for a second? The guy's like, you already have.
Oh, that was, I'll tell you what it was. Frank Gifford. Never forget it. Wow. I'm like, excuse me, Frank, can I bother you for one second? And he's talking to this young chick, and he has art for me. He goes, you already have.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Right? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
So you select someone who you think is going to go in the Hall of Fame or is in the Hall of Fame
right now. Correct.
Right. And when it comes to the entertainer athlete, I mean, right? You're going to see who's coming
nicer
up at the Rush Center. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Who's nicer, but you're going to find out where they're performing. Do you call ahead of time, or how does that work?
So I just, like Shane Gillis, for example, he performed a show this past summer at the Rush Center. And so there was previous comedians that the word came out what hotel they were staying at. So the day of the show, I was just waiting outside the hotel, and then he just walked right out, and then he was happened to do a stadium Lambo tour because he's a huge sports fan.
Right.
So he just literally walked out of the hotel. Couldn't have been more nicer. About a 5-minute conversation with him, and
that's cool.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, everybody sometimes thinks these guys do travel a little bit alone. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're not with this entourage, bodyguard. Now, maybe if they do send out a press release, then they'll have it look like they're really popular.
Right.
But they drive alone. And you hear these stories like so-and-so, you know, got a flat tire and this and that. He was driving alone.
Exactly.
And these are super famous people. But, I think people, not that they're overrated, I just think people always see them not accessible. And sometimes they're in... They're in the restaurant.
I've seen lots of them at Denny's over the years.
That's what I'm saying.
Late at night. Many of them.
Chilling. And not that you want to do politicians, but it's the same thing with them. I mean, these guys can just... with Joe Biden, he was eating the bacon like out of the dish, which is a little weird. But
Who was your biggest score?
Most famous?
Yeah.
I would say probably between Michael Phelps and Simone Biles.
Oh, where's Simone when she was here in town?
Yeah. So as you know, her husband was on
of course.
The team last year, and so my family and I have gone to several Packer games, and we've noticed her on the sideline, you know, cheering before a pregame.
Right.
And so a lot of it with like. When opposing teams play the Packers, they normally come in the Saturday before the game, and they all fly in. It's normally now it's Green Bay Airport, but it used to be Appleton Airport, and so it's around that same time when teams come in. And so I just thought, hey, you know, she'd be probably coming in to see her husband this weekend. Might as well just hang out by the airport. And
oh my gosh, this guy's got it all figured out.
Yeah.
What time does Jim get up in the morning and go to the bathroom?
they fly private, and I could just sit in jet air and just watch these private jets come in, and they just walk off, and again they're just walking off the plane, looking around, and I'm sure they're and. It's not like you have to have a security pass to get in there, right? I mean, you can get in there and just wait and see.
So
who
it's
comes.
Really up to the athlete to say, hey, I'm not, you can ask them. They say, no, you know, I'm busy or I'm got to go catch a flight, or they are more receptive.
Who was disappointing?
I hate to say it on the air, but he actually did. Aaron was very hard. Roger.
Oh, sure.
Back when he was here, it took a couple of years to actually show him the same painting over, and he finally cave in after about 2 or 3 years. So
really?
I did end up getting that one.
Well,
but
you're
that was,
persistent.
Right, yeah, you are. You have to be. Yeah.
Well, we got Dexter. His art is awesome. Can't wait for the show.
Talk
a little bit about the show.
Talk about it.
Yes, so it's Tuesday, Wednesday, this upcoming next week, downtown Neenah. It's called the Federal Reserve Building. It's on top of the Lion's Tail Brewery Company. It's a beautiful building. We have a lot of weddings there on the weekends. And I'm going to have my top 40, maybe a little more of my greatest or my best paintings all on display, and hopefully be able to tell a couple stories or two in regards to how I got some of those signed.
How was Simone Biles?
She was very nice. So nice. And so I got her, she walked right off the, what do you call that? The terminal or?
Tarmac?
Tarmac, yeah. And so I told her I spent a lot of hours signing it, and she was more than willing to sign it. And then, she was just waiting down by the baggage claim, just standing there, just by, like you said, by herself, just, you know, standing there. And I said, hey, Simone, you know, since you're just standing here, do you mind just, could I get a picture with the painting with you? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like stories like that.
Yeah, that is. And I would just say someone that you kind of have an image or a reputation, mm-hmm. I would expect her to be really nice.
Right.
I mean, she's just every
interview. She came across, you know, so nice at the Olympics this past summer.
Right,
and,
So that's...
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
I was just going to say, it's 17th and 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
So Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right, Tuesday week. And Wednesday. Yep. Sometimes
six
people
to
think, okay, 6 to 8.
Yep.
And they call it the Federal Reserve?
Yes. So it used to be like
wow.
It used to be like a bank building, and then they turned it into like a banquet hall, and they have a couple other businesses inside. It looks really cool. It has like pillars.
I love Neenah.
Downtown Neenah is phenomenal.
It's right next to the clock tower.
Yep.
So, yeah. Downtown Neenah is phenomenal. You're not just, you don't just take a pen or whatever. You really incorporate a lot of stuff into this, don't you?
Yep. So I tried. So my later paintings, the background, I really wanted to make a focus and kind of do it themed related. So there's I did a Post Malone one with the Bud Light labels, Luke Combs with a Miller Lite, because they're big, you know, Bud Light and Miller Lite drinkers.
John's thinking, how do you make money at this?
Yeah, yeah. How can I work with you to make some money?
How do you sell these then? You auction them off?
What I do is I'm going to have business cards at my show with all my contact information. And so if you have like a son or a friend that wants, like I say, a Jordan Love painting, for instance, I would do a new painting.
An original?
An original. But it wouldn't be the ones on display or the signed ones. So I'd do a new one for the person that requests.
So you're keeping those? The ones that you do that are
correct.
Signed? Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay.
So I have a small budget for third quarter. If I wanted to get one with Jim and John, talk to me about that.
Yes,
give me a price before
more
you
than
walk
happy
out the
to do
door.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Do you really have $10?
Give the artist something. He's starving.
Is there anybody you're chasing that you really want that... In this area. In this area.
In
this
like area. Within Jordan reason,
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan Love.
So yeah. That's one that's
Jordan Love.
Right. So that'd be a really cool one to get. And then
so I you haven't had a chance to ask him yet?
No. And okay. So I know he does that celebrity softball game in Appleton every year. So I wonder if that would be a chance to do that. And then another, I used to live in Milwaukee for 5 years. And when I just, people always ask, hey, have you gotten Giannis? And that would be one that would that'd also be, cool. Be, yeah.
He seems like a really nice guy. I don't know, I never met him, but I think.
Oh, definitely.
There's the guy that, I bet you, there's, well, he's kind of stands out a little
he
bit.
He goes but, to games at Oshkosh once in a while.
Right,
he
does. Watch brother, yep.
And I don't think he travels with an entourage.
I don't think so, no.
I think he just chills. So, but that's
for the,
cool.
For the Bucks, it's a little harder because they have that whole new parking facility, or parking garage, and where they can just literally drive right in.
Well,
and
that's what they're doing here, too. I know.
Yep. You know, it's funny when you think about it, though. I mean, it used to be where, especially Milwaukee County Stadium, you walk out, the players just walk out, and there's massive people, and there's your car, somebody leaning against it, and whatever. It's like almost hard to believe that, you know, people would walk right up to your cars.
Right.
In Miami, they pull them over before they get into the stadium.
Oh, man. Oh, that one's both ways, though. I saw a retired cop analyze the entire thing.
I'm glad you said that. There's two sides.
There's two sides.
Those cops.
Exactly.
He was so well trained.
He said the one guy overly aggressive, and that exasperated the whole situation. But on the other hand, Tariq should have, complied. But there's two sides to that one.
Yeah. But accessibility gets more difficult. And you're trying to get an autograph, but for little kids, it's not like John was talking about in the old days where they'd walk right through the parking lot.
Oh, right. And so that was, I'll just tell another quick story. So the Ravens were here a couple weeks ago for the practice, inter-squad practice out at Nischke Field. And so a lot of the Ravens, their first time riding the kids' bikes.
Right.
And so they walked out of the Lambo, and then they had all their practice gear on, and then they had someone kind of instructing them on, hey, you can choose what bike to ride, and then you can take it all the way across the street. And so I did a Lamar Jackson painting a couple weeks ago, and he rode a kid's bike, and then I got him right after practice when he was walking back.
He signed?
No, outside. So when they were walking back after the practice at Nischke Field.
Okay, cool. So, that's awesome. Those are unique pictures.
Oh, thank you.
You got to get that stuff signed.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So where are you going to end up then? Are you going to have a museum, or what's your goal with this? Because you're going to have some pretty cool artwork, and as time goes on and people do pass away, it becomes more valuable.
Like a trope museum in Africa.
right, exactly. And then I would definitely going to try to have a cool decked out man cave, and so maybe it's just a rotating one, and after a couple months, just rotate them out, and exactly. Maybe a larger, after this show, another art show with a bigger
stage. Do you make them, when you do it, do you try to make them perfectly to scale size-wise?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, we don't want that.
Well, come back and
we can't. Do you have someone else?
March. Come back in March. We'll be right.
We'll have some people sit in for you guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get ahead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You look good. Hey, yeah. You look good back then. Those are the good old days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One last quick question, though. You were an athlete in high school.
Yes, correct.
Is it fun doing something that you're still involved with athletes?
It is. And so to be able to combine my passion of sports and art all into one is another reason why I love doing these. And
before I let you go, somebody inspire you? I mean, you're an artist.
Yeah, so my mom had me in art classes at a very early age, and I've had was fortunate enough to have very great, very good art teachers all through high school and in college. So they have kept me, they pushed me, they inspired me to bring out the best artist I can.
I've always wondered about that, because art, it seems to be one of those things that you either have it or you don't. It's like you either can run really fast or you can't.
I think it's learned skill. I don't think it is. But I want to give your teachers credit for seeing that in you when you were young, because good teachers see that stuff. They're like, hey, look, this kid's got some.
Right. And you just got to be encouraging, even at a young age. I mean, it's very easy to get discouraged in art at a young age. So you just got to be positive and encouraging. And then as the years goes on, you build up confidence in yourself.
I don't think my teacher liked Stickman.
Oh, man. I was terrible in art. Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, and it comes out of nowhere. Like, you guys just. I don't know. When you say you practice that, but I mean, I think people, I'm with John, people can draw or they can't.
Right. You're either right brain or left brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no brain. Yeah. And then you end up in radio.
Well, Ben Erickson, thank you very much for being here. Once again, you got a show coming up in Neenah.
Yes.
September 17th and 18th from 6 to 8, right at the Neenah Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Beautiful original art.
Thank you very much. Thanks
just
for
one more
me
time
on
the website.
Yeah.
Erickson. 3design@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You Thank you coming very much. In. That's great.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I keep a close watch on this heart.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Thank you to Ben Erickson. What a talented artist he is, who's got a show coming up in Nina. And what a unique thing. Did you see some of the pictures that we stuck where he's got the Bud Light stickers as part of it? And really, really talented stuff.
Yeah, that's such a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift.
You know, and he's sitting here talking like, he's just going to have a man cave, right?
Right. Can you imagine that?
The mayor would be selling that stuff out on the street.
Absolutely. Not even a question.
You're right. Not
Nick
even a question.
Selling it all over the place.
And then can't you make prints off an original and sell those too?
You'd think.
I mean.
I'm not always about making the money.
Of course not. Of course
but
not.
Here's how I will do
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
But you know what I've got? You know what I've got that I think it might be illegal, but it's pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me.
Nobody's listening.
I made some copies. I wonder if I'm going to get arrested for this.
Oh, no, John. Remember that guy? Just careful. Okay. Remember that guy?
Is your Green parole Bay? Officer listening?
I don't think so.
No?
That guy?
No. He sleeps until 9.
That guy did those prints.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, he lives over in Elway. And
yeah, I better not talk
about it.
They
always arrest you at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
But tell me about it.
But now I want to know. You can't just start that and say, well, no, I'm not going to say the story.
Just say you know a guy.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I know a guy.
Yeah, and he dropped his location and everything.
Right. I know a guy
who knows a guy.
Go ahead.
Remove yourself one more. I know a guy who knows a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Okay, there you go.
Whose brother knows a guy.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right.
Fine. And that's he was getting up with the guy, his sister. They had a little something going.
Ah.
And he went after him, and he was going to turn him in for this.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? What?
So I took a Super Bowl one. No, I did not.
Jeez. We just gave him all the political cover you needed, and you blew it.
I can't believe I just did. Okay. I know a guy who
took a Super Bowl. All right, start over.
Super Bowl one program. And made a really nice color copy out of it. Okay?
Okay. That's not illegal.
Okay. And then had Max McGee sign it in gold pen.
Okay. Was it really Max McGee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then did that person sell it as an original?
No, he hasn't sold it as anything. As far as I know.
Is he waiting for...
How much did he make on it?
Yeah. He's looking for clearance and guidance.
Okay. Is he looking for an approximate dollar value that he might be able to acquire?
I'll find out. I think it's OBO.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's OBO. Yeah.
He takes it to Antiques Roadshow.
No, yes. I think it's... Yes.
Yeah. See what it's worth.
Yes.
So it's the...
So, yeah.
As soon as it matches what the condo is selling for, you're there. Okay.
Hi, Nikki Z.
Nikki, good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you
Once
guys?
Once again, welcome aboard.
Happy Johnny Cash Day.
I love your shirt.
Yes.
I wish I had a shirt like that.
Right.
It's very cool.
Johnny Cash?
Yes. I heard your favorite Johnny Cash song is by Elvis. That is phenomenal.
That's great. Did you see the picture of them? They came and dressed the same this morning. Did you see
me and
that?
Him? Oh yeah, where can you put the picture up?
We got the spare. Well, yeah, I will. We got the backup though.
Yes, yeah, I specifically put. I said, "Well, Jim doesn't have one close to this color." You can't believe how many times it's like we called each other.
That's
the
why people
before.
So literally, set a different clothes here.
I was giving her the tour yesterday, and I said, "This is Jim's closet where he keeps his extra shirts."
Yeah. Right? I had a couple the extra in there.
Hangers. It's up on the
screen.
But
it's up.
That's what we came in, Nikki. That's what we came in this morning at 5:30, and I'm like, okay, and I didn't have
phenomenal.
What colors would you say those were?
Salmon.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And
coral and
coral. Very good. Because what did somebody say we're going to be Rose? Changing the name of the show?
Yeah. Is that the name of your Golden Girls characters, Rose and Rose. Salmon? Yeah.
Well,
it's been a show.
It's been a show. So
off
Nikki
the rails,
Z,
all the rails.
What do you want to go by, Nikki Z or Promo Nikki or what? We like Nikki
Just
Z.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay, but Nikki Z.
Call me whatever
we're going with
you
Nikki
want.
Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
All right. So Nikki Z, what did you sell yesterday?
All of it. Yep. All of it.
Oh, now you're selling Dennis from the glam bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
we've
Nikki,
got some sponsorship opportunities.
Yeah, we
I'm
going
to need Excellent. You to say this, this, and this.
Yep.
Yep.
But
and
we're here to help you for that. Outstanding.
Yep. We're glad you're on the team.
Nikki's yeah, doing sales for us, doing some marketing for us, doing a little bit of everything for
she
us.
She came down and met the staff down in Oshkosh yesterday.
Oh,
saw the Oshkosh studio.
Awesome.
Took that long drive back.
Amazing.
You're going to help
folks
us
down
take
in
that
Oshkosh?
Next step.
Yep.
No question.
Absolutely.
Let's go next
Downtown
level.
Downtown Oshkosh is cool, isn't it?
Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
So here's
cool.
the deal. It's been a hot minute since I've been down there.
Me too.
And it was sort of watching a ping pong match. Going back and forth.
I
all
agree.
Of the development.
Yeah.
All of the things that have been revitalized, right?
Yeah.
And how about the setting for that movie, right? Don't you just feel that?
Gosh.
It's just that they really preserved a lot of their architecture.
What was the name of the market that was right there? There you went to.
Oh, Wagner's Market.
Wagner's Market.
Wagner's Market.
Phenomenal. It's unbelievable.
It's just a great high end. Not deli, but it's a grocery. Yeah, I guess
it's kind of like a deli, right?
It's a nice deli. Yeah. It's just awesome. And
well, and my friends from Green's Poor House, I know them, Bobby and Mary.
Oh, that's one
phenomenal.
Of your places, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh. It's one of Todd's hangouts. Yeah.
But I was super excited to meet everybody in Oshkosh. How
nice
delightful.
People.
Delightful.
And they really want to promote their city.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
A lot of city pride there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, to tell you guys that I brought one of those po'boys down to Lisa yesterday.
Yeah.
She likes catfish.
My. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did the same thing Mino did where she ripped it open and just started going.
Took out all the shrimp. Yeah.
She was delighted.
Yep.
Yeah. You saw that, though, huh? I just ripped it out all the
time.
No allergy here. I don't need as much bread. Yes. But we're really excited to have you here.
Hey, I'm so pumped
really
to
excited.
Be here.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Tim Barrera update?
Oh, tonight, big game, 6:40.
All right.
Tickets are going fast, not even exaggerating, not even like the thing that you do to sell more tickets.
Beautiful night for a game.
Perfect night.
Wow. And I think what I liked, I went there with some people who were, I think it's handicapped, and what some great seating and accessibility, and it was awesome.
So a few years ago, Rob had the vision again, the vision on from Mr. Promo Nikki, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Was to make everybody's experience next level, right? Including people with accessible seating in the top row. So providing a bit of a barrier
totally.
So no foul balls can get to them,
right.
Or how about the drink rail? Now they can have their food and their drink
right there.
The
guy I bought a ticket. He let me sit there too.
Yes, yes,
which
of course,
I thought was really cool
because
I had three people that
of
I
course.
Brought, and they had one in a wheelchair, two with canes, and I said I need three tickets for that, and I'll take one. And the guy goes, "No, you can sit with them." I'm
Absolutely.
Like, "That's awesome."
Yep.
So yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys do it right there. That stadium is, and if people haven't been there, and some people haven't, that's just a great baseball stadium.
It's pretty remarkable.
It should be in Green Bay.
And there's
it's a great
product out on the field, and
I think it's a great setting just driving down the highway at a night game when you got the lights on.
So
and
cool.
Fans are
I
think
and
awesome.
Then coming if you're going 41 north and you
right.
can see whatever's on the video
right.
board
That's what I mean.
And
right.
the fans are in the stands so great night for baseball.
It's
go
cool.
T-Rats.
Outstanding. Nikki Z, do we have a contact for you yet?
What is this?
Jenny Cash.
Jenny Cash.
I don't know what he's doing Civic here. Media.
It's Ira Hayes. Yes. You know Ira Hayes?
Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
Probably not the most politically correct one these days, but.
Well, it was real somber there to start. Hey, here we go.
Well, I want to hear what else is going on at Tim Barrera State.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
But you got
to
talk to us
again
baseball.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Have
we
got to
go. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
There's a story I would tell.
about a brave young Indian you should remember well.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha, Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.